everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company.
We care for the land and our livestock.
We have a firm foundation in our roots.
And a vision of a bright future for our families.
We work in rural Oklahoma and live in rural Oklahoma.
What we do here touches the world.
We are the farm families of Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
We are rural Oklahoma.
All right, welcome back. Strong buyer support continued to move into the cattle complex with live cattle and feeder cattle markets holding firm gains throughout the entire day. Hog futures continued to move lower, although prices pulled away from early market pressure, with buyer support focused on gains seen late last week. Corn prices were lower today in light trade. December corn futures about 3 cents lower. Stock markets were higher in light trade. The Dow Jones is 71 points higher, while NASDAQ is up 23 points. In live cattle, light to moderate buyer interest held in live cattle futures with strong early buy. And feeder cattle futures helping to spark follow-through commercial buying interest. This brought about additional interest back into the market, which has held nearby contracts 25 to 50 cents higher throughout the day. Traders continued to focus on the potential to steadily add support to the entire complex as prices attempted to break through the resistance levels seen throughout the end of August. Cash cattle markets were extremely quiet, with bids and asking prices nowhere to be found. In feeder cattle, triple-digit gains continued to hold across nearby contracts, with September through January futures posting gains of $1 to $1.40 per hundredweight. The follow-through support seen in the market helped to establish new short-term highs across the nearby contracts, which allow for commercial buyers to become even more aggressive as they look towards the fourth quarter of the year. Meanwhile, grain futures were a little lower across the board today, paced by profit taking in soybeans on the heels of Thursday's rally. Corn prices posted light losses today and tried to hold Thursday's lows. December futures appeared on the verge of a break after holding August lows in the wake of Tuesday's USDA report. Soybeans gave back some of Thursday's rally as selling began to build while the session wore on. November futures tried to hold their 50-day moving average. Finally, wheat prices posted modest losses after they battled to hold Thursday's lows once the session started to run out of gas. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.